Culture 6. Exercises 4 and 5.
On tonight's edition of City Secrets, reporter Katie Marshall heads for a place that most people would prefer never to visit, the sewers.
It's 1 a.m. and I'm about to join one of the maintenance teams that patrol the tunnels that carry London's waste away to be treated. With nearly 50,000 kilometres of sewers to inspect, the maintenance teams are never short of work. In fact, some tunnels haven't been checked for 15 years, and they need to be, because they were built in the 19th century. Over 150 years ago, the British government ordered sewers to be constructed because a recent invention was polluting the River Thames. The arrival of the flushing toilet in people's bathrooms did a lot to improve hygiene in the home, but it was a disaster for the city. The waste from the toilets went straight into the river, which was also the main source for drinking water. Thousands of Londoners quickly started feeling fatigued and then started dying. They had the disease cholera. However, the politicians didn't act until the smell from the river was so bad that they felt nauseous during debates in the Houses of Parliament. Down in the sewer, wearing my protective clothing, I'm surprised by the smell, or should I say the lack of one. I had been expecting a strong stink of human waste, but the team tell me that 90% of the liquid rushing past my feet is rainwater, which reduces the smell considerably. They also tell me that despite the popular myth, there aren't many rats. Apparently, they aren't keen on flowing water. However, the men do have an enemy that they have to fight every night. Fat. The increase in fast food restaurants has seen an increase in the amount of hot liquid fat that is poured into the sewers. But when it arrives in the tunnels, it goes cold and forms solid blocks. Solid fat is dangerous because it blocks tubes. But unfortunately, it's very hard to remove, and the men have to use axes to try and break it. A few hours later, I'm back on the London street where we left the maintenance van. The dangers that I had imagined that I would face, rats and terrible smells, have not materialised. But I've discovered that not only is fast food bad for people's health, it threatens the health of the whole city as well.